Kids love playing games. In a digital age, though, kids are playing mobile games or shoujo whenever they go. Now many Chinese students bond by playing mobile games. So for these students, camaraderie is forged by playing games on their phone and not actually meeting up with people. Ooh, what is this about?
Well, according to a recent report from Life Daily, a newspaper on urban life in East China's Shandong province, a teacher from a local school who didn't reveal her name said although the school banned the students from taking mobile phones into the school, many students still chatted about or paid attention to mobile games and updating the games during the break. That is to say, they are not allowed to use the phones in class. They're still doing it during breaks, and they're playing it and chat about it. So it's the most popular, newest, trendy after-school activity for kids. And the teachers are not really happy about it, but it's hard for them to actually do anything, and they are picking up words about these games according to students' conversation, and when they're trying to approach students, they're not really being included into those conversations.
Yeah, so I'm getting these, from our research, some of these big game names are Glory of the King, Legends of Three Kingdoms, and maybe like Clash of the Clans, I know is a really big one.
I played it.
But you know what? I feel like we got an authority in this studio here,
Don't you say
Miss
that.
New Hong Lin. Okay, let me tell you some exploits here. This girl is so good at mobile games, she plays two mobile games at once. I mean, it fascinates me. When I saw it, I was like, nerd. Nerd alert.
Not until you found out that in Ryan's apartment, I guess, there's probably piles and piles of video game
I can
things.
neither confirm nor deny that.
I think I pretty much got to the bottom of that, so. But why are people playing mobile games when okay, you guys are both more knowledgeable than I am
Well,
on this.
especially New Hong Lan about the mobile games.
But usually, like, in my day, when I was a student, I remember.
Dude, we're the same age. Don't act like you're so old, okay?
Yeah, I'm still young, but the days when I was a student in middle school, I remember going to the internet cafe with some dudes,
I do that.
and that was they were playing video games and like online video
What were
games
you
when
doing there?
well, I really wanted to hang out with this boy. Is that so bad? I remember seeing the boys physically being in the same internet cafe, and they're teaming up and they're fighting some big monster or something. That's all I got out of
Good
him.
old days. Good old days.
But so I can understand that you had to work together in the virtual world. And Ryan, you must know this kind of thing. But with mobile games, why is there still a group activity taking place? Just you're not physically in the same vicinity of an area anymore.
I have to say yes.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yes. And also, Guilty as charged, I do play mobile games a lot. But for me, it's more like a replacement for all these online video games using my PS4 or my computer. I used to do that, but we're getting more and more busy, and I understand it for students. It's hard for them to do that, let's say, every week. So maybe, as what I view this, mobile game is more like a replacement for them to, and instead of playing video games. And it's easier because most of the times you need to figure out the what kind of lineup you want for your characters, so the characters can play the games themselves, and you can still enjoy the rewarding of leveling up, and you have your little group in the game, so you can talk to your group and decide to play this group fighting thing together in a certain time. So
you
meet people and meet new friends. And when the whole class is playing the same game, so much fun.
You're getting me excited about this.
Yeah, you can talk with your classmates. And it's pretty cute. But I do want to say it to all those students out there. It's not healthy, not as healthy as go outside and playing on the playground. And I understand you wanted to do that. I have no place to say this, but try to save, to play less for your eyesight.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big mobile game person because I really hate the fact that once you download it, it's free. But then you have to pay for all these add-ons. You can only go so far into it. But, you know, I do have one or two mobile games on my phone, you know, in case, you know, I go to the bathroom and, you know, just doing my thing. Okay, I said it, and I know there's plenty of you out there that also do it. Guys, we got to be honest with ourselves. Mobile games are great for the bathroom stuff. But anyways, I am of course, a big game system person. I grew up with a Nintendo, or the original Nintendo. And then the Xbox came out and the PS4, and that's like a culture. And I really love it. And so to talk about why games just in general are popular, but mobile games too, as well as video games, I mean, they're pretty much the same thing. One's just a little more mobile, right? Is that according to professional psychologists, that they say that this helps like students kind of maintain their friendships when they're outside of school, you know? So maybe your friend lives halfway across town and you're like, Mom, I want to go hang out with my best friend. She's like, I don't feel like driving you over there. But now you got this mobile game. You and him can continue bonding that friendship. That's nice. And I can also say from personal experience that after I'd come home from school and finish my homework, of course, my mom would make me do that. It was a great way to decompress, to kind of leave maybe a stressful day of tests and whatnot behind and go into the land of World of Warcraft to team up with my buddies and destroy demons and monsters and rule the land.
Wow, Ryan
rules. Don't call me a nerd, Hayog, okay? Because you know what? In the gamer world, I would call you a noob.
Well, I'm happy newbie. To be...
A noob?
Yeah. I think I'm not going to be welcomed in your world.
Fine.
And yeah. Because simply, I'm just not that good. I do not have flexible thumbs like you do. I think you guys have a disease. That is that your thumbs can work in such a magical way that I think, you know, maybe that will bring us to the next level in human evolution. Maybe you'll grow an extra thumb or something like that. And for sure, this has become a bonding vehicle for students. And that's the part that some teachers are saying that this is, and obviously parents, I think so as well, is this is taking up too much of a young person's life.
Yeah.
And is it really that bad?
Yeah. Especially if it's a mobile game. Okay, so me and New Honglin often fight about console, that is the systems, and mobile games. And my spiel on mobile games is, you know, kids can be as clever as the most clever adult out there. So they can definitely be playing those mobile games in class when they should be learning. And though, you know, we know that they should put those games away and really focus on their studies because that's what's going to make their future brighter, they're kids. They just want to have fun. So I think it is very important to make sure, and parents, I think you could probably look at their data plans or something like that, or at least check their phones once a day, but make sure that they're not playing these games in class when they should be absorbing all this really important information that's going to help them with something like the Gaokao.
Yeah, I'm not that worried about this because, like you said, kids always wanted to play. Back in the good old days in high school, our classmates, my classmates, used to play poker game in class. It under the desk.
Gambling in class.
So it's like, it's just another game that they can play. I do believe that teachers and parents need to be a little more smart about it. And it's actually good because you can see the records of the game. You will know if they're playing it in class. So I think it's a good thing. It's easier to manage. Easier than
to
poker
track,
games
sure.
to
so,
track. Yes.
So the nice, sweet new Hong Lin is a pro gambler.
Sorry, I said that.
The perfect poker face.
Don't assume that your kids is all about study. Just they have their fun. Just make sure it's being managed.
Yes.
Yes, and the managing of game playing is definitely the tricky part. And as our very own Ryan Price always says that we are a product of our time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And
yes.
I guess playing mobile games whenever, wherever is the product of the
time. We're all nerds.
That young people are doing today. And it's interesting to see whether these guys will grow an extra thumb after this or get, I don't know, some sort of disease of just using your fingers way, way too much. And also eyesight. I want to keep a watch on that as well. You're listening to Roundtable.